When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Let's go, Atsuko.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Go, Atsuko at Home. I've been in a singing mood. I've been listening to a lot of songs about being empowered after a breakup, and I'm not going through a breakup. But I feel a lot of the lyrics. I don't know if I'm like embodying a younger self. I don't know if I'm embodying a former breakup. It does feel like the world broke up with me, you know, because it feels like everyone broke up with me. And that's why I'm quarantined. Ooh, classic Atsuko. Making it about me. I'm trapped in my house, not because there's a pandemic. I'm trapped in the house because people are tired of me. Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye? If you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, doom doom. Those are the kinds of songs I'm listening to. Of course, or like, hello, it's me. And then whatever else Adele says at the end of the song, I don't actually know the lyrics right now, but Empowerment songs, because all the feels come out when you do karaoke. At least it's how it goes within my family. You know, my dad will never say, I love you, but then he says it when it's in a song and he'll be getting on his knees and he really, really belts it out. I think karaoke was invented by the Japanese so that Japanese men can show their feelings in a safe space called a karaoke room, with his co-workers watching, also feeling emotional. And then once they leave, it's like they don't touch, they don't hug. They're back to being Japanese men. Speaking of emotions, today's guest is Dulce Sloan. Now, I've known Dulce for a few years now. We met in Atlanta during a comedy festival, and it was at the after party. And we were outside drinking, and then I see this girl braiding another girl's hair while she is about to fight somebody. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, I think I'm in love. That's right. I saw Dulce, I think she had a cigarette in her hand too. She had a cigarette in her hand, she was braiding someone's hair, and then she was yelling at somebody to fight her now. And I was like, girl, that is a person who can multitask. A lot of respect. She kind of ran Atlanta. And then we got into a twerking contest, and we both kind of collaborated together on stage while we were twerking side by side, and it was so beautiful. And she even came to my bachelorette party, where one of the strippers came back and, you know, they had a thing. I'm probably saying too much, but I love this girl. She's hilarious. She is one of the correspondents on The Daily Show. You might have also seen her half hour on Comedy Central. And we're just going to catch up and play some games. So without further ado, here's the episode. All right. Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to be here with my guest, Dulce Sloan. Woo! Boo, boo, boo.
Hi, friend. Atsuko.
Crowd goes wild. How are you?
Crowd goes wild. I am good, girl. I just had a fish tostada. So I've been cooking a lot.
You mean like ceviche?
No, ceviche scares me because you can't convince me that citrus cooks meat. I'm just not going to. I as a kid, I wouldn't believe it. I was like, hot cooks meat, not lime juice. So yeah. I've always been very suspicious of ceviche. And I mean, it's delicious. I've had it, but I'm always scared of it. Always scared of it.
Yeah, because
I'm like, hot cooked meat. I'm not doing this with y'all.
Well, with hot cooked meat, you can see it. You can visibly see that it's like turning color. It's actually cooking. With ceviche, you just have to be like, oh, sure, it soaked it up. And then it's good.
Like, if you didn't put enough lime juice on this, then this fish isn't cooked. Who was experimenting with, like, listen, we ain't got no heat. We ain't got no fire. Mm-hmm. How can we make this? Someone went citrus. Like, how many things did they squeeze on meat where it was just like, nope, that didn't work.
Many a people died. Many a people. Right?
Many a people died. So many people. Like, all right.
Even to figure out the whole chicken had to be cooked. You know, some people ate it a little raw and then they were like, oh, what did Ben do? What did Ben eat? How much did he cook his chicken? You know? Okay, write it down.
Okay, so it's still blooded. Well, like, I watch a lot of Korean dramas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been in one of those, like, Chinese herb shops before.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're feeling like this? Well, have these four plants and boil it in water. And I'm like, who in the hell went through the forest and was like, hey, eat this. Nope, that killed him. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, what if we mix these things together? Oh, she died? Nope, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, there had to be so much trial and error.
You know, it had to be like the four people in the tribe that no one liked that they sent out too. To try this stuff out.
Right.
They were like, oh yeah, these people, they talk so much. Send them out. They're going to be the ones that try out the plants.
Right. Because somebody had to touch poison ivy and go, nope. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another poison. Oh, poison. Oh, okay. There's another. Okay. Don't eat. Okay. This will kill you. This will kill.
Yeah.
Oh, if you eat the bottom of this plant, you won't die. If you eat the top of this plant, you die.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, who the like the fact that you could get like arsenic out of the seeds of an apple.
What? Oh, you mean...
I found that out. Okay, apple seeds, mm-hmm. Apparently if you dry them and crush them up, I mean, you have to have a bunch of them.
Sure.
But there's like a trick. They're like, oh, there's arsenic. I'm like, who the fuck figured that out?
It was probably during like a quarantine time where people had time, a lot of time, you know.
Also, if you think about it, TV and radio just came about in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
That means for all of human existence before that,
yeah,
you had to figure out something to do all damn day.
They were just like counting apple seeds, being like, okay, if we grind it up one day, we will start a fire.
Or I could take out my father-in-law. Like, there has to mm-hmm. be like little things like that. But that's the thing I always find so amazing. Like, we go to those like herb shops,
yeah,
and it's just drawer upon drawer. And then I went to a big warehouse one out in like, Inland Empire,
because
I was picking up something from my mom, and some of the stuff that they have has to be refrigerated too.
And they
so this huge refrigerator case full of stuff, and then there was like, all right, well, this ounce of ginseng is $3,000, but you can get this 5-pound bag of this other herb for $4. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
How is this that expensive? I don't need to know the supply and demand concept of a herb market. I just came to get this stuff my mom said.
That's why they really could price up if they wanted to. Let me ask you, though. Did those herbs help you? Did they actually work?
My mom was getting the stuff. You ever been to, have you ever gotten like a V steam, like a hip bath at a Korean sauna?
No.
They're absolutely amazing. It's like these 19... Some place they do 13 herbs. Some place they do like 19 herbs. And it steams. And you have this combination of different herbs. And you sit over this steaming pot. And it steams up to your lady bits.
Mm.
And it cleanses and tightens. And I'm telling you, it works.
Wow. Yeah. I do know about this. Yeah, it's for your lady parts. And mm-hmm. and what? It tightens too? Like...
Listen, I was very skeptical of that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I got it done one time, and then I went to see a gentleman that I had been having adult relations with for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And after we were done having sex, he goes, what did you do? I was like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
He commented? He's like,
yeah, he was like, this is, it's different. What'd you do? And I was like, I don't know what you mean. It's a trade secret.
Dang. Thank you, Ajima. Where you were like...
Thank.
I mean, for yeah, someone to, you know, audibly be like, what did you do? Something has changed. He could have just said tight. It's tighter. But that's too...
Right.
He was a gentleman.
He was a gentleman. Because there was a guy I was dating, and I had it done. And we've been dating for a while, and I had it done. And he was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, hey, man. He was like, listen, I will give you $30 whenever you need. And I was like, excuse me. He's like, I'm not saying that it was bad before. I'm just saying that it's different. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So
that's a good.
Yeah, my mom.
Good plan. Mm-hmm. Good plan. Have these gentlemen pay for your sessions.
Listen, they are the only ones reaping the benefits from it. So
that's right.
I can't do nothing with it. So
no, it's true.
Give me the $30, bro. Let's get this together.
Yeah.
But how have you been? How's it? Wait, so you've been married for like, what, a year, 2 years now?
You know, I was trying to count and I was like, God, I don't think I ever counted. It's been, apparently it's coming up on 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
It's coming up on 3 years now. And actually, speaking of all that gentlemen, visitors, you know, you getting tighter or $30 and stuff. I've been wondering, how about these men hitting you up during this quarantine? Because I read about that.
It was, well, there's a guy who usually hits, a guy I used to associate with when I lived in LA. And he hits me up every so often, especially when he's drunk, to just send me an illicit photo or video. Because I was cleaning out my, I was like trying to like clear my phone out the other day. And I was just like, wow, I got a lot of pictures of this man's man parts.
Yeah.
So there was, do
you have a separate album just for him?
No, I don't go to the separate album thing because the only pictures I have are of him. So I'm like, I don't need a separate album because this is the only one who's contributing photos.
Sure.
Also, people aren't in my phone like that. I always forget that they're in there and I'll be scrolling like, oh, what about this show? Like I was looking for a picture to like, send to somebody for a flyer, and I go, oh, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Ah, I didn't know you were still in there. And yet I didn't delete them.
Maybe you like it. Maybe a part of it is like.
Maybe a part of me does like it, but I never go back and delete them, but I also never go back and look at them either. And then there was another guy I went on one date with back in April of last year who is a veterinarian who, like, was like, he's a veterinary surgeon. So it's not like, yeah. So it's not like, hey, take your dog in, take a temperature, give him a rabies shot. It's, you know, your dog, like if a dog needs a C-section, he's the one doing it.
He's got steady hands.
He's got steady hands. But we went on one date. He was nice, but there wasn't really like a spark or anything.
Yeah.
So we talked like two or three more times after the date. And then I haven't heard from him since April of last year. And then he texted me. And he was just like, he was starting like a new venture in his veterinary business. And I was talking to our friend, you know, Madison.
Yeah.
Our friend Madison. And I was talking to Madison. I was like, I haven't talked to this man in a year. And this is the message that he sent me.
A new venture?
And she was like, yeah. Like he was trying to do like some, it didn't matter.
Right.
And Madison was like, text him that. And I was like, dude, I haven't talked to you in a year. And this is what you sent me, LOL. And he's like, yeah, I've been getting really yelled at by people for that. And, you know. And it's like a vet triage thing that he's doing, which is a great idea because some people can't take their animals to the vet during quarantine.
Sure. So he, but, yeah, he's showing off how compassionate he is and how much of a thinker he is of the people.
Right. He's out here trying to help, you know, he's like, I'm not in that practice. So he's like, he's going through all of the stuff about it. He's like, oh, and then there was this. And I was like, yeah, dude, that's great. And he's like, yeah, I'm moving from LA to over. And I was like, I don't fuck it. None of these places are in New York. So,
right.
Again, and there wasn't really a spark between me and him. So I'm just like, fuck this man, what?
These were the people hitting you up in this pandemic. This is a long list. Okay, there's another person.
Yeah, it's two dudes. And then another dude hit me up and it was just a, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And there was that. And then I was like, well, if these dudes are pulling this mess, let me pull some of this mess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I hit up a dude who I'd gone out with. So we talked for a while, but he was just like, we went out like one time, but then his schedule got really busy and then my schedule got really busy. So I was traveling a lot and then he was working a lot. And one day he was just like, yeah, we just need to be really busy. And I'm like, yeah, but we could have figured out how to see each other. That on really busy. If Beyonce and Jay-Z can have a relationship, we're neither one of us is that busy. So
And I'm they're both on to tour separately. They had to figure out how to tour together to see each other.
Right. And they have three children.
Yeah.
So some they linked up at one point. if not two.
Mm-hmm.
So and he pulled this and I was like, all right, dude, whatever. And then occasionally he'd hit me up if he saw me on the show. And then we go back and forth. And then I hit him up the other day. And I was on the show that day and then the show the next day. So he's like, we've talked a little bit. And I gave him my number again. And apparently we're supposed to FaceTime whenever. So who knows when that's going
to happen. The good news is you kind of have an endless amount of time to figure out when you would FaceTime together right now. You know?
Right. Because he has my number. I don't have his. So.
Yeah. And none of us can go out. So, you know.
It's a. I go to the store and I'm suited up. So.
And that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, let me tell you, Dulce, it is day 28 for me and none of my former lovers have hit me up yet. Do you think?
Well, you're married. Yeah. Because one of the other guys who hit me up is a guy that I, is the first dude that said something about when I got the hip bath done about like, hey, what'd you do? He hit me up. He's also married.
Okay.
So he was just like, but me and him have always been like friends, even like before, like we never dated, but we slept together for years. And so we've kind of like stayed in contact a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he'll hit me up every so often just to see how I'm doing. And he was like, oh, I heard New York is bad. How are you? How are you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And so like, but it was really funny because it was like all the same week that all of these dudes, it was like Sunday, Tuesday, Saturday. I'm like, what the hell is happening? Interesting.
Was it like the most peak week or something? Was it like,
I don't know what it was. I think like everybody was just seeing how bad it was in New York.
But yeah, like, yeah.
The first dude who hit me up, it had nothing to do with how I was doing. He was just drunk and horny. And the
second dude just had veterinarian dreams to tell you about. Just general, what I'm going to do with my practice.
Right. Just out here just trying to spread the good news of veterinary medicine.
You were like, well, okay, next time an animal I know might need help, I'll hit you up, but... Are you up?
Yeah, my cats are at my... Right, are you up? Like, my cats are at my mom's house, so I'll tell her about this? You know what I'm supposed to tell you.
I like and that then, you said that's the guy you didn't have chemistry with, and I'm like, I'm seeing why. He didn't say anything sexual or romantic or ask you how you're doing.
He was like, hey, I hope everything is good during this, you know, trying time, oh, sure. And then whole paragraph about his business. I'm like, dude, I don't... But most of the conversation was about him and how he's doing. It was barely.
Yeah.
It really wasn't anything about me and how I am.
He's like, if you have a chance, you want to leave a Yelp review on my.
Basically.
On my new triage.
Right. I mean, basically. I mean, and it's a great thing that he's doing. I understand the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't talked to you to a year and I don't have any pets. So.
Yeah.
I understand you're going through your phone like, hey, this is this. Cool, dude. I know anybody who needs it.
Yeah.
You know, here you go. And then the last dude was actually concerned about me.
Yeah.
He's like, I know New York's a hot spot. You know, you're staying safe and all this other stuff. So he was actually genuinely concerned. But the first two, absolutely not.
This is pretty good, though, Dulce. I mean, whatever. Sure, I'm married, but it's like, come, like, I gave you a lot. Patrick, Steve, Ben, none of these people hitting me up. None of these motherfuckers that I used to just, I did all kinds of things for them, you know? I mean, just,
rude.
Yeah, just not even like, so I was like, should I be the bigger person? They'll say, should I be the bigger person and reach out to, and I'll reach out. Or is that, do you think that's too forward? Do you think?
You're married, fuck them.
Do you think Ryan would die?
Run? How does that affect you? And not to be that crass and not to be that rude, because I know this is a horrible thing, but also it's, you don't have any connection to them now.
Sure, but it's for ego, Dulce. It's for ego. Like, well, you don't think about it at all?
I hear about the ego thing, but this is the campaign.
Yeah.
They're probably not hitting you up because you're married. It could be easily
concerned. Suddenly they're respectful. That's what
suddenly
you're
they're respectful. Because it's like, oh, well, once we get out of this, I can't see her anyway. So there's truly no point.
Good call.
Hitting her. If you were actually concerned, because like I have an ex who I thought would hit me up.
Yeah.
But he's also married and our relationship ended very badly.
Got it.
So to the point that I did shit on him on cable television. So I'm not gonna ever, I'm never gonna hear from that man ever again. And like I could win an EGOT in the same year. Now and I still wouldn't hear from that man. Still. I could have octuplets. Nothing. never again.
I mean, you talk shit about him on TV.
I did, but that's not what it, listen, it wasn't truly my intention to do that. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be funny. And then I was like, oh no, he's not going to like this.
And you couldn't take it back. And it was out there. And
it was out there. And I tried to call him afterwards and he didn't answer. And he's never answered again. I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
But honestly, we didn't have a good relationship to start with. So
I get it.
It's fine.
No,
it's fine. But there are certain people where you're just like your friends, like certain friends that you have. You're just like, okay, me and this person hang out all the time. Why haven't I heard from this person? Why haven't I heard from this person?
Yeah.
And I've kind of had to, and like when we got in like week three, because like I've been on quarantine since March 10th.
Same. Well, March 11th. Yeah.
So we've been on quarantine about the same time because New York didn't quarantine until that Sunday after. So March 10th was like a Tuesday. New York didn't start quarantine until the Sunday after.
Mm-hmm.
But the network and this, we're like, okay, if you just for like the safety of y'all, if you don't have to come in, don't come in. So
right.
That weekend I didn't do any shows because it was starting to pop off. And I was like, I'm not going. My life is not worth $23, $25 I'm going to make going into Manhattan,
yeah,
in Queens.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make right to do this. So, but there are people that I thought I would hear from. There is like a person I reached out to who didn't answer. Like I'm supposed to be really good friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to them and haven't heard back from them or anything. And I'm like, okay. All right. And you don't want to keep score during this.
But you have a pen and paper. I know you do.
I mean,
you have a,
well, I will set up.
Yeah. You will.
I'll set up a whole ledger board in this place and be like, okay, I called this person X amount of times and they didn't answer. I called this person. Like, but you don't want to do that because there are people that you thought would hit you up and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Well, it's extra right now because if someone doesn't contact you, you're like, well, are they okay? Like, is it because they're in the hospital? You know what I mean?
Right. But then I see you doing the Savage Challenge on Instagram. I'm like, no, this bitch is fine. This human being is absolutely all right. I'm watching them on Instagram. You're not dead. You're not sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
which, by the way, look, I saw that you did learn the moves for the Savage Challenge.
I did. I'm so self-conscious. I'm surprised you haven't done it. You the Miss Dancing Queen.
Look,
on that their internet.
I was like, I'll wait till Dulce does it, and then I'll give myself permission because I was like,
don't you dare. No.
No, but you're right. Like, how many of these challenges do we have to do? Because I have more time than before right now, but do I want to do that? Like, all day in front of the mirror, just being like, hit, just to what? Prove to 12-year-olds that I'm still relevant?
Right.
That I'm still and alive?
and 12-year-olds aren't my demographic anyway. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do because I'm like, I don't want to learn. I'm not getting TikTok. I don't want to learn TikTok.
Yeah, it's a whole nother interface.
I didn't understand Snapchat and TikTok is just Vine anyway. Why are we acting like this isn't the same?
Yeah.
This is the same thing. So I don't want to learn. And plus, I learned the moves. And what's so crazy that I got so self-conscious about putting it out is because I used to do musical theater. So I've had to do choreography at it, but I'm like, okay, I'm on stage, this is a show, I'm in a costume.
Yeah. Right. There's a whole production.
And then once the show is over, we're done. It's illegal for you to record this. So
but now it's like you by yourself in front of the mirror. Okay, I learned it for a whole couple hours. Now it's, you know what I mean? It's a lot of having to strip down your ego to be like, yes, I'm still relevant.
Right. And then it's like, because it takes like a million, and then you get self-conscious and you think you know it, because once the camera comes on, you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And then it's still like, and this is going to be on the internet for perpetuity. Mm-hmm. Even if I take it down, it lives somewhere. Yeah. So yeah, that was the thing. And then that don't rush challenge. I'm like, all right, so I got to do a full face of makeup for 5 seconds of a video.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, this just seems like so... And then there's another dance now. I'm like, I'm not learning all these are we doing the Savage Challenge in the club when we get out this shit? If not, I'm not learning this dance.
Yeah, dog. It needs to be live. It needs to be... I want to do it with friends. Yeah. No, so I did try. I put up 4 TikTok videos and it was like... And the other thing is it hurt extra when nobody cared. And then finally I got a comment in. I was like, oh shit, I got a comment. And it just said, hey, what's the song? And I was like, this is why I don't need to be on TikTok. Just somebody,
yes!
What's the song? I'm like, you didn't even care. I practiced those moves.
You know? And have you not been on the whole internet? Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
What part of the internet are you on where you don't know this song?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm not doing all them challenges. I'm trying, like, done a few cooking videos. I want to start doing some crafting videos. Mm-hmm. That's what I should be doing because I have this crafting area in my house, is where I'm sitting at right now, where I do all of my crafting. You want to see some stuff that I made recently?
Yes, I would love to see the crafts that you made recently. I saw your fashion show.
Yeah, that fashion show is very silly. I'm wearing one of my house dresses right now. Gorgeous, because I was gorgeous. Like, okay, thank you, friend. Like, if I'm going to keep doing these videos, if I'm going to keep recording stuff in my house, I can't be in the same outfit for fucking 2 months.
No, you so, want a nice dress with a matching head wrap. I saw those that you got from Amazon. I said, yeah, you gotta do it for, like, you want to look good for you, you know?
Yeah, and I want to be out here. I want to show a whole campaign, a whole movement. So I'll show you this one. Okay. This one is for the people listening.
Yes.
So I got this silver tray from Dollar Tree, and it's a pretty big tray. I think the base of it is like 9 inches by 6 inches on the bottom and the base.
Yeah. Yes.
And then this is 3 different colors of nail polish.
Oh my God. That's what it is. Yeah. It looks like the ocean, like waves. It's.
Yeah. And I swirled it up. Mm-hmm. And
metallic.
Then.
That's gorgeous. Just an thank art you. Piece. Hold on one Don't second. Put food
I'm gonna
on
get
that.
The other stuff that I made.
Also getting into arts
without
and crafts.
Without destroying my whole setup.
Mm-hmm. I haven't made a thing during this quarantine.
This is my, this was my first. So yeah, I've been showing everybody my little crafting things because what else am I doing? this is my first thing with the nail polish.
Oh my God, your nail polish pieces? Are gorgeous.
So I was in the Dollar Tree,
yeah,
picking up supplies, just seeing what was going on in the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And I got this is the first tray I did. So I did 3 different colors of, so I did like a light pink, a fuchsia, and a red.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I actually was like painting it by hand and it wasn't like drying right. And then I tried it with a brush, it got all bumpy. Because with the blue tray, I just poured 3 whole bottles of nail polish on here and just swirled it and was like, fuck it.
What?
This, yeah.
That one, that one you had to be precise about, the red and pink one, right? Because it was lines.
Right, and so
yeah.
I taped off different areas to get the different effects. And mm-hmm. This was supposed to, the shapes that I got were not the shapes that I wanted, all kinds of shit. And then I didn't like it, so I was like, fuck it. What's the craft fix? I colored their whole thing in glitter because I glittered it actually matched the nail polish perfectly.
Right.
And then I still kind of hated it. So I covered the whole thing in resin, like a UV resin.
Okay. Is that...
But what's crazy...
Is that what makes it shine or just it places... It like locks in the colors? What's...
It seals in the... glitter because, you know, usually when you put glitter on something, it comes off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
And there's no glitter. So this seals the glitter in.
Yeah.
And then I have a machine that cuts out these great shapes called a Cricut.
Uh-huh.
So I cut all of this out.
Dulce, you starting an Etsy store?
I might. I mean, people don't. The only thing that sucked is that because it's UV resin, it kind of warped the tray, so the tray's not like flat, flat.
Oh, got it.
So yeah, I'm sending this to a lady in Florida, and then to test on how it look on the trays, I did a little mirror.
Ooh, that one's pretty too, just as its own piece.
Yeah, yes. And what's cool about it is that this is a compact mirror.
Oh, yeah. So you can that is a piece. I feel like I'm on QBC. I'm like, I would buy that. I would buy that.
Yeah, everybody for my mom. Says that. And then this one, I did, this is the three colors that are actually on that tray.
Yeah.
And then I had some gold nail polish, so I did this one.
Dulce, you have so many pieces. Yeah, that one's my favorite. I love a gold and blue.
Oh, girl, you don't know the half. I got a whole craft area back here. I got earrings. I got rings. I got all kinds of stuff back here.
I have not made a thing because I'm not crafty like that. When I'm bored, I just go, oh, I need to go live. I need to go live. Isn't that crazy? So people would just see me just falling apart on the internet because I'd rather do that.
Well, it's been interesting because it's like everyone's trying to just be okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's just trying to be okay, but it's just like one of my friends was saying to me that one of his friends was like, well, since, you know, we're in this, you know, since we're all quarantined, we have all this time at home, like, you know, we should be like learning Italian or doing this, that, and the third. I'm just like, I think it's okay to just try to have to cope because it's scary.
Right.
Like, I don't think we should put the pressure on each other. It's like, well, you got time. You've always wanted to write a novel. Like, bitch, what?
With what inspiration?
With what inspiration? I'm fucking frightened all the time. I can't. Like, the fact that none of us have probably, like, you're married, so this doesn't, you know, apply to you. But, like, I am not. So I literally have not touched another person.
Sure. Yeah.
Since the beginning of March. Like, I've not physically touched another person in a month and a half. So that's something that people have to, like, think about. And then, like, you know, okay, I thought I was friends with this person and I haven't heard from them. And then if I reach out to them and they're not getting back to me, then it's like, bitch, when we get out of this, don't be in my face. Don't run up in my fucking face. Hey, girl, forget. How are you?
Yeah. You forget we're getting out of this. And I know where you live. I know who your friends are. I know you've been doing the Savage Challenge. And I know where you get drinks.
Right. I've been seeing the dinners you've been making. All of this shit.
What? Oh, I mean, maybe her cell phone bill got shut off. Who knows? But you're right. You know, if she's on Savage, she's doing Savage. She has her phone.
Or just out here. And it's just like certain people you thought you'd hear from, you're not hearing from. But then I think about it, like, there's probably people that think the same way about me. It's like, oh, I thought I would hear from, and I don't know who that person could possibly be because they're not in the front of my mind. So you don't know.
Could it be an Otsko that FaceTimed you once and said, girl, I will call you back. And I appreciated that. And then you didn't because I was like, you know what? She's got a veterinarian hitting her up, you know, but okay. Now I know you've been crafting.
I can tell you what happened. When you called me, because when I got the email for this, I was like, fuck, I need to call Otsko back.
Don't worry.
When you called me, I was in my bed sad. I didn't talk to anybody that day.
Oh, Dulce.
I was not having a good day. So I feel bad I didn't call you back.
Don't feel bad. Don't say I was joking. Oh my God. I did not mean to do that. Girl.
No, I'm sorry because it was like my friend is reaching out to me and I need to reach out to her and I'm sorry I didn't call you back.
Girl.
And I don't know why this is upsetting me.
No, look, me FaceTiming people, you like FaceTiming someone unannounced is the equivalent of just walking in on them when they're changing. It is rude. And I it was crazy of me to think you could have been sleeping. You could have been in the shower. You could have been naked. You're like, I don't want Otsko to see me right now.
Well, I've been in the bad habit of just FaceTiming people. And I saw that Whitney Cummings posted like, okay, just because we're in a quarantine doesn't mean you can just FaceTime people out of the fucking blue. You still need to warn people first.
No,
because
I
have been very guilty of that. Because I've called a couple people and they've been like, hey, you didn't text me first. And I'm just like, Nigga, those were never the rules of the phone. The phone was always you pick up, you call. Before there was texting, you just got phone calls.
Exactly. Same with text, though. It's you don't warn about a text. It comes in. You know what I mean?
It's a text message. And you don't know that it's coming?
The person can decide whether they can pick up or not. And that's fine. Oh, don't say I didn't mean to. See, this is the thing. I accidentally make people cry all the time.
No, it wasn't making me. It was, I felt guilty. No, you didn't do anything. I felt guilty because it was just like, I guess it's like we're all getting used to. Because it's a weird thing. Because like, there's a difference between being like, you have like anxiety from work or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But this is like, we can't touch each other. You can't shake a hand. You can't hug somebody.
Yeah.
You can't do, like, it's like we're all, I mean, and it's all for our own safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that we're accustomed to doing. And then there's all these people who have lost their jobs. And then the president's a jackass. Nobody can get tested. So it's like,
yeah.
And then we don't know. Like, if it was different when it was just like, all right, 2 weeks. And everybody was like, bam, ow, all right, cool. Finally going to clean my room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to finally put these, finally going to hang these clothes. Finally going to wash these clothes.
I'm going to learn Japanese.
Right. I got 2 weeks free time.
Yeah.
2 weeks, little Duolingo, little Rosetta Stone. Boom. Yeah. We're mm-hmm. fine. And we're like, 2 weeks. Okay. And even people who are like, okay, I lost my job, but it's 2 weeks and I can figure something out. And then right. they were like, well, the end of March. And it's like, okay, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, I can still learn Japanese. And then it's people that lost their jobs were just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then they went all of April and were like, <I'm> not,
that is what still, it is.
Do I still have to learn Japanese?
You're like, fuck Japanese. I didn't know I would have months.
Months, nigga. Months. And then they talking about it's going to go to the end of May.
I know. So that changes things. Like, you suddenly, it's not about motivation for like just a short time of fun. Call it a tiny little vacation. No, no, no. It's become too real. Yeah.
No,
so.
This is self-isolation. This is a fucking, this shit got real. Like, after it passed like 2 weeks, it was like,
Wait, but you gotta keep the fashion shows coming because I gotta say, you announcing yourself as you were coming out, I was dying because she really is there by herself and she is having to change herself as she changes the music, keeps the music going and being like, and now this piece, I was like, is she announcing herself? Yes, she is.
I had to. I think maybe the next time I'll do it, I'll probably get like someone on Zoom to be like the announcer or whatever. But like, great. Thank you. Cause it was like, cause I would lose, every time I walked off camera, I would lose people who are watching it because I was off camera. And then I would come back. Cause like, I noticed like when I was doing my cooking videos, even when I would go to the fridge,
right,
just to get something out of the fridge, as soon as you're off camera, somebody stops following you. Like, someone stops watching.
It's just like, where do you have to go? Hello? Did we not say pandemic? Keep watching.
You know I'm making a whole fucking meal. What are you doing?
It's part of the process.
It's part of the process. I have this much counter space, you asshole.
Yeah.
So, it's been interesting. Also, have you been watching DJ D-Nice DJ?
No, he's the one that throws the party on Zoom. Is that?
Yeah, this nigga has been DJing for 2 weeks straight.
Right, that's right. Oh, that's okay.
I think he played all the music.
I tapped in once.
I tapped it. He was doing slow jams, and I'm like, no, man, I'm in my house by my. I'm not trying to listen to Anita Baker alone, nigga. The fuck is you doing, bro?
You caught him on the wrong day because the day before was
real party jams. So the other day when Lil Jon was playing, because like I was in my bed, I was kind of sad about a boy, and. My homegirl hit me up on Instagram, and she was like, girl, Lil Jon is DJing. And I was like, ah! So I was like, fuck. It was like 11:30. I was in my bed sad. about a boy, and she messaged me, and I was like, I was sad about a boy. She's like, fuck that nigga, get up. So I ran into my living room. I put on my Bluetooth speaker, poured me some wine.
Yes.
And then just sat there for the next couple of hours. And that's the night that I made all of these mirrors.
You were inspired.
Inspired. And then I made these. Oh, this made me think of you for some reason. It's this little thing that I made.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that. So you painted on top of, and then you cut it out. It looks like a sticker.
Well, what it actually is, did you remember? I don't know if you ever had them as a kid. They're called Shrinky Dinks.
No. Nobody introduced me to that.
Listen, I didn't know about the shit until I was a full-fledged adult. So it's this plastic.
Oh. Shrinky Dink.
Yeah, okay. That you can draw on.
And then it gets smaller?
You put it in the oven. Uh-huh. Like, if you see there's behind me a toaster oven, that I'm so much of a fat kid that I have a toaster oven in my fucking living room. It's because I do stuff with Shrinky Dinks and I do stuff with clay. So this oven is only for crafting. So anything I need to make hot goes in here.
This is the only situation where I do want to see something shrink once you put it out of the oven. And
And it's so neat because you see it like shrink inside the oven. But if you don't have Shrinky Dinks, you know, like when you go somewhere and get like a salad and it's in that clear plastic container, that works the same way. It's the same type of plastic. So if you have like
with heat, it gets smaller. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so anything that has like, I think it's the number 4 inside of the recycling triangle.
Yeah.
I think a 4 or a 3, if it's any of that type of plastic, like literally like the lid you get on like to-go food.
Right.
You could draw whatever you want on it in Sharpie, and then it shrinks down to a third of its size. And if you want it to, like, turn it to a necklace or anything, you just have to,
The birds. You're a great artist. You're good at drawing.
No, okay. I'm good at tracing.
Oh, that was a trace. See, you didn't have to tell me. You didn't have to tell me that, but you got humility in you.
Listen, I will not let anybody know that your girl is an artist, because I am not, friend. I traced these and I put them on this just to see how it would come out. I have a little like hand, little drill. I could put a hole in them if I want to turn it to like a necklace. I was thinking I'm putting them on like, I have tiny canvases. Maybe putting it on like a tart of canvas.
Yeah, I just want to see how much tinier these things can get, you know? I'm obsessed.
Well, I think they can get smaller than this.
Right now, so for the listeners, it's the size of like, it's like a third of Dulce's hand.
Because now it's
And I feel like it started off way bigger.
It starts out way bigger. So it, because right now it's about 2 inches big. So that means originally this was 6 inches big.
Ooh, so much talk of size. You're getting my libido up. It was originally 6. Now it's down to 2. So, yes, that is
so basically an excited man and an unexcited man.
The only time this reverse effect is exciting.
The only time it's exciting is during the pandemic. But you can make all kinds of fun things. And then if you turn the heat up, you can actually fuse things together to do like a layered look. Yeah. I haven't tried that yet. But I should try it, because the fuck else am I doing?
I love it. Hey, we never got to this question really quick. We got some questions from listeners, actually, that to ask you. Is that okay?
Okay, sorry. You know, I ramble. Go ahead.
No, I love it. I love. Thank you for sharing your artwork with me. The 6 inches to 2 inches, the lot of size talk got me inspired to ask this question from Judy in Philadelphia. She says, this is for you, Dulce. She says, when Trevor Noah flirts with you on air, is it real or just for TV?
When does he flirt with me?
You know, I was wondering that. And then I thought back to all of the times that I've seen you on The Daily Show. And I feel like there is like a special eyes that I feel like gets made when you're talking. When you're doing your desk bits.
Oh, well, I bother him a lot. So a lot of it is genuine. Because last year, I can remember, I just bother him. I say silly things to him. Like before the Emmys last year, Because, like, there's a guy that comes on Mondays and cuts his hair. And I was sitting at where I sit and eat lunch, and he was going back upstairs after getting his hair cut and go back to his office. And we were sitting there, me and Enid, our makeup artist, we were sitting there talking. And as he's going upstairs, I just yelled, "Hey, Trevor, you need a date to the Emmys?" Because...
Because he was looking, he was getting a trim.
He got his hair cut, but also, I also thought it would be hilarious to ask my boss if I could be his date to the Emmys. But I can say silly stuff to him. I think it's like a friend flirting kind of thing.
And I do like love just, that.
Yeah, it's like a silly little jab because it's like like, I've had so many girls be like, "Oh my God, it must be so hard for like Trevor to be your boss. He's so handsome." And a lot of times I don't see it.
Right, right. No, for sure.
Because he's my boss. So I have blinders on. Like, every once in a while I'll go, "Huh. All right. I guess I could see that." But most of the time I don't look at him like that. Because he's my boss. And I know I'm ridiculous. So.
I like friend flirting, though. Like, it's always fun. It's like, okay, so the moment that I'm thinking of, I think maybe it was when you were first, it was your first desk bit, and you were talking about, I think, appropriation, and then you talked about, I think you were talking about, like, your curves or something, and then you ended it, and then you kind of fluttered your eyes, and then he reached out for your hands, and you reached out to his, and it wasn't, like, sexual. It was more like... Uh-huh. Oh, they like each other. Like, you know.
And it was like, oh, yeah. Once friends. I said something about butts, and he says he always thinks about butts, and I kind of put my hand out. He put his hand out.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually something.
It was hilarious.
Well, thank you. That was actually something that I kind of just, like, riffed in rehearsal. Because it just felt like a very genuine thing to do. Because I was talking about, like, well, you know, I got a big butt. He's like, I always think about butts. And I was like, that's so sweet. And then he was like. And it was a thing that naturally happened in rehearsal.
Yeah.
And when we were getting ready to tape the show, he was like, okay, that was a great moment. But if it doesn't naturally work the second time, don't force it.
Right. And so, it did not feel forced.
Yeah, because it did happen because I got the same momentum and I had the same, you know, emphasis and feeling when we went through it the second time. So I was able to do it the second time. But it was something that was just... improvise, and I was playing with him and he was playing with me, and then it kind of works because, like, when that's kind of like how I am, like when I do those desk pieces, it is kind of, you know, flirty and fun with him because I'm not flirty with him, but I am very goofy a lot of times with him, and I just because it's like his day is so busy, I just like to come in and say something silly and walk away.
No, yeah, you're goofy. Like, I don't know if most people would know this about you, but I would say you're goofy first. You're goofy first. You're kind of nerdy, actually.
I'm very nerdy, and nobody believes me, Atsuko.
I know. I don't think people know that you're nerdy, and you like to learn things, and you like to spit out your knowledge. Mm-hmm. You love, you're such a nerd, and goofy first. I wonder, even in your comedy, if, like, even if the persona is, like, I will fight you, it's coming from a place of, like, a silly thing. Like, even when you talk about, like, I hate New York, the shit you talk about is silly. first, you know what I'm saying? It's silly, and then there's, like, the performative aspect of it. You can, you know, that might sound angry or whatever, but...
There's this new bit that I'm working on where it just really shows, like... It's this one bit that I've been working on where it's just like, it's basically like me going like, it's just, if I really, like, I always say that, like, this, you know, New York's a trash ass city and they should burn it down immediately. Mm-hmm. And I very seriously go into this bit where I'm just like, listen, I am a Christian. And if the Lord ever sees fit to bless me with a dragon, I'm burning this bitch down. And I always have to take a beat after I say, if the Lord sees fit to bless me with a dragon, because I see people go, wait, what? Like, it's the wait, what is my favorite part of that joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not the whole thing, but that's basically the premise of it.
Yeah.
And so, but I see so many times people go, oh,
Yeah.
Wait, what did she say? And so
they're picturing you. I wonder if they're picturing you even knowing or thinking about dragons in the first place.
Right. Well, so when someone's talking about being Christian, first
that's
of
true.
All.
That's true.
So talk about being a Christian, and then I'm talking about getting a dragon, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. there's already two things that don't mesh.
Yeah.
And then I'm talking about the Lord blessing me mm-hmm. with said dragon. Mm-hmm. I always see people go, what? Like, if I could, I have to take a genuine pregnant pause, excuse me, after I say it.
Yeah.
Because the audience always goes, yeah, if the Lord bless. She say dragon? Like, I literally had to do it and go, so did she say dragon?
Right.
Did she say the Lord was going to bless her with a dragon? Like, it's my favorite thing.
You have
thing,
to give it to, the, yeah, yeah. You have to let them do that first. And mm-hmm. then you go, oh, yeah, only to obliterate this whole entire fucking city.
Only to take this out. So not only am I a Christian asking for a fictional creature from medieval, you know, ancient Eastern history, you know, mm-hmm, Western mm-hmm. history. I'm asking for a mythical fire-breathing creature mm-hmm. to destroy a city. Like, and that's the wildest part. So I think there's so many things in just that one goofy sentence.
Right.
To me, because like it's like, I'm so serious.
Yeah.
I'm so serious.
Yeah, I am not. That you're right. That's like a perfect, like, that's a joke that really describes your personality.
And I don't think people realize that I'm just a huge, huge nerd. People don't think the nerds come in this, but I'm nerdy about specific things. Like, I like Star Trek, but I only like certain shows in Star Trek. And mm-hmm. then, like, I like my PBS stuff. So there's very, like, I narrow down. Because, like, one of my friends was like, you don't really like music, you like songs. And I was like, Because she listens to everything. And I'm like, right. First of all, if we ain't shaking, I ain't trying to listen to it. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point, Asuko, if we ain't shaking?
Yeah, no, I don't do just relaxing music where it's just all ambient sound in the background or something. I'm like, no. It just feels like there's an insect, you know? Just turn it off. Like, I need to be up. I need my energy up, you know?
Like, what's the point to this? Like, gospel music, there's a point. Like, I see, we praising God. We having a little fun. We out mm-hmm. here. And mm-hmm. then, like, because one of my friends was like, do you really listen to, like, one of my friends tried to shame me for not being really into R&B. And she's like, why? I said, because when I'm listening to music, I want to hear about guns, hoes, and money. I'm not here.
To just be like, oh, the love that I could have had or whatever.
That's why those DJs get on my nerves. They're like, let's play something for the ladies. And I'm like, the ladies want to hear about guns. Fuck this shit. This lady, I don't want to hear this, I miss my man. No, fuck that. I don't want to hear no slow jams. I want to hear no R&B. I don't want to hear none of that shit. If you want to play something for this lady or for Asuko, it needs to be Cash Money for the 99 and the 2000. I'm trying to shake. I'm so tired of that. Let's play something for the ladies. What if the ladies want to shoot the club up? Did you think about that?
Yeah, you think we want a two-step thinking about an ex-boyfriend that broke our heart by ourselves? No, thank you. Here's a game. Here's a game for you, okay? Speaking of songs, all right?
Okay.
Here's a game. I'm going to sing, okay, song, an American song, okay?
Okay.
But in Japanese.
Okay.
And you have to guess what song I'm singing. These are both R&B, hip hop. Okay,
mm-hmm.
they were top 40 hits, if you will.
Okay.
Now here's a warning: I'm not good at singing, and my Japanese is shit. So let's see how it goes. Okay.
Well, girl, I'm gonna think your Japanese is amazing because I don't speak that language.
See, because you weren't one of the people who tried to learn it the first 2 weeks of quarantine.
You won't get me. I'll just make my Spanish better or learn Korean, baby.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, come on. There's what Japanese people in the States? Not really that many, to be honest.
But Koreans own every beauty supply store. Annyeonghaseyo. I didn't even know who I'm talking.
Yeah, exactly.
We out here. We in here now. Shit.
I saw that joke too. I was like, oh, that's good. Yeah, you should change it. I think Dulce should be the one that changes this to We in here.
We in here.
Ooh.
came from a place of pain. All right, sing to me, girl. Sing to me.
Okay,
to me.
Here we go. You just tell me when you feel like you know it, okay? Okay, ready? First song. What song is this? Nonderu, nonderu. Nondara chotto crazy ni naru, kangaiteru.
Okay, Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Ah, you knew it. Okay, wait. Oh, wait, actually.
What?
Would you
Drunk in Love.
That's right, Drunk in Love. That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
That's my fault.
Ding, ding, ding. Dulce gets a point.
I did it.
You did it. Okay, here's another one, okay?
All right.
This one's a little trickier, probably. Okay. Futari no onna no ko ga iru. Hoka no onna no koto ga shiteru. Kanojo tachi wa boku o korosu. Tabun paranoid dake dasu.
Wait. Keep going.
The next part, I only know
okay,
how to
sing
do
the beginning
chorus.
Again. Sing the beginning again.
Futari no onna no ko ga iru. Hoka onna no ko kata ga shiteru.
I feel like I know it, but I can't think of it. What is it?
You do know it. You do it. And the last part is, tabun paranoid dake desu. Yes.
Why do you think you don't even really want to be my girlfriend? That's not what it is. I just want to know your name and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out. Why do I think that's the song?
Hold on. The beginning is this very similar, though.
Okay.
Well, there's a rap part that I wasn't going to do.
Girl, just tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. We'll do the next.
It was Paranoid by Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay, I can tell you, I am not familiar with the with the discography of Mr. Ty Dolla $ign.
Got it. Yeah. No, it just goes, two of my bitches in the club, and they know about each other. That's what I was trying to do. I think these bitches trying to set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Do you remember that song? It goes, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, the melody.
Dun, but it's so hard to do. Just like, and also like, when I translate to Japanese, it's like there's 400 more words for some fucking reason. So
I think Japanese is probably a more descriptive language
than
the guttural mess that we're currently communicating with.
Well, yeah, two of my bitches in the club, I had to say there's two women that I was in a relationship with in this dancing place. You know what I'm saying?
So why can't you just say, I mean, how do you say bitch in Japanese, though?
That's why sometimes they just go for the English word and they would just say bitch. But if I, you know, that would have been giving it away. So I was gonna translate it properly. You know what I'm saying?
So wait, so there's no way to say bitch in Japanese? Well, I guess, you know.
No, you could say female dog, but then see, that's more confusing.
Because then it's like, why are you calling me a dog?
Yeah, like a literal dog. And then people wouldn't think it's a bad thing. Some would take it as a compliment. Like, you're calling me a puppy, someone cute. You know?
Oh, no. Okay. Damn. Some stuff doesn't translate because there's like things you say. Like somebody was telling me, like I had a friend who, like one of my friends who speaks Spanish was like, the curse words in English are better.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it depends. But I think the curse words in Spanish sometimes are more descriptive. It depends. Also, there's a way to say stuff because like, if you say bitch in Spanish, it's puta, but it's not always the same. Like, for instance,
context.
Like,
uh-huh.
Right. So, like, a friend of mine worked for a marketing company in Puerto Rico when they were putting out the movie A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
But when you say bug in Spanish, it's bicho. But in Puerto Rico, bicho is slang for penis. It's like it's basically saying dick.
Oh, that's tricky. So they had to change it to...
Right. So when all the promotion stuff came to Puerto Rico, my friend was like, they were all like, hey, you can't put this out. Otherwise, this poster says a dick's life. You can't...
Oh, man. So they had to change it to what? Just like an insect's life or something?
Yeah, basically something like that. They had to change it to an insect's life. But everywhere, like other places in Latin America, they could leave it as bicho because that's not the word. That's not a slang term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to know all of the slang for stuff depending on where you are.
I know.
And a lot of times, because like when I was in Puerto Rico for a month, and like one of the medic on set, I never understood what the fuck he was talking about. ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Because of how he's, because of his accent and how he speaks Spanish.
Right.
Because I was talking to my, but when I would talk to my friend's mom, who I've known for years, they're from Mexico. So I'm accustomed to hearing that dialect and that accent.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was, so when Medico was talking to me, I'd be like, thank you so much. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm so sorry. Cause like one of my, like me and my, like, cause one of the guys that I, like, we still stayed friends after the movie was over, and he'll leave me these voice messages and I'll go, dude, I got half of that. But they also did this thing where they're Spanish eyes, English words.
Uh-huh. What?
So like for furniture, like in Spanish, most people say muebles, but in certain parts of Latin America, they say furnitura.
Got it. Yeah.
Right. Or I found out that like in Puerto Rico, they call orange juice jugo de China.
Uh-huh.
Because of Mandarin oranges. Those are the prevalent.
Oh, oranges of China or Chinese oranges. Right. Yeah.
Right. But when I see a sign or I see on a menu jugo de China, I was like, what is China juice? What the hell is that?
It's the thing that caused the virus. Duh.
Apparently.
It's what started this pandemic.
Right. And I was like, why is McDonald's selling China juice? Why is Burger King? First of all, why are all these restaurants advertising that they sell fucking orange juice? Like, what is that about? So when I was literally there for like 3 weeks already, and the guy from Crafty was like, he had an orange in his hand. Mm-hmm. And he was like, get us on a China. Like, do you want a China? And I was like, China. I was like, naranja. He's like, yeah, China. And I was like, and the guy, when the guy goes, yeah, it's a Mandarin orange. And I was like, oh. It was like a Kaiser Soze moment. Everything made sense now. It's like, okay, Mandarin, China, orange. And then one of my friends was like, is that racist? I was like, I'm not going through that part of that.
Yeah, no, you just understood that part. You know, we don't have time to also dissect.
Your brain can't would break explode. Down. Mm-mm, I'm not going to break down the etymology of why these are called chinas in this country as opposed to just calling the shit on naranja. I don't want to do this. And that's the other reason Spanish is like, because like I know, because it's Japanese like that, like based on where you are, the words are different or it's just.
What do you mean? You mean like if it's like, you mean like Mandarin orange and stuff like that?
No. Like I know that like there's certain.
Oh, dialects.
Yeah. Like you could be like, because I know like. Everybody knows, like, Mandarin and Cantonese, they can't communicate with each other, but it's the same written language.
Yeah, so, there's only, like, two different dialects, or three different dialects in Japanese.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, Japan is, like, kind of the only country that speaks Japanese. You know what I mean? It's a little different, because, like, Mandarin, it's like, you got China, you got Taiwan speaking Mandarin. Some parts of Malaysia speaks Mandarin too. You know what I mean? So it's a little different where it's like, so there's going to be different dialects because so many countries in Asia speak Mandarin, but Japanese, it's only like Japan. So it's not as many different ways. And same with Spanish. It's all these countries speak different kinds of Spanish.
Yeah, it's like, it's this entire hemisphere.
Totally.
Except for America and Canada. But I do wonder, because like, but is there, because you know how in New York, there's like each borough kind of has their own little accent.
Yeah.
In Japan, is there different accents on the like a northern, southern, east, west?
Yeah. So southerners, and for some reason, they speak more slang, more chopped up Japanese. And the people in the south are known to be just funnier for some reason. Mm. That's a sense of humor. They have a better sense of humor. That's what they're known for. The northerners speak like quote unquote proper, right? Or English or Japanese or whatever, but they're not known to be funny. They're a little more uptight, a little taller. It's weird. I don't know where that came from. People think people in northern Japan sometimes are more attractive because they're taller. A lot of them, some of them look a little Russian because they're closer to Europe. So I think it's a little bit of that too, you know, back to a little bit of racism, you know,
because the Koreans are real tall too. My friend from the Philippines was like, that's who the models are in the Philippines are Koreans. They just kind of like, they're tall, they're light, run it. So
yeah,
that's interesting. Oh, I was looking on your Instagram. that the Japanese comedian who just passed.
Yeah.
That slapstick thing with that door. I don't enjoy slapstick comedy that much. But that was funny as shit.
Oh, you did? You did like that one.
Well, we've all been through that. Because the thing is, usually, because this is why I liked it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Usually in those situations, yeah, if someone's pulling on a door that you have to push or pushing on a door you have to pull, mm-hmm. the person from the other side does what the door should do.
Exactly, yeah.
You never think there's a third option where the door could actually just slide back into the... That's why that was so funny to me, because usually when you see that slapstick gag,
right,
it's the door either hits him in the face right. or you pull it and they fall down.
Right.
You never see the option where it's just like, oh, you could have slid this door. Like, that's why I liked it, because I think it's a third option that no one... Because it's like, for so fun to be stand-up, to be like in comedy, to be in a rule of three.
Sure, sure. That's true.
In that particular... It seems like with slapstick, that doesn't always happen.
Right. But there was... They figured out a way where it was a third... like, they made it into a three situation.
Yeah. So it was like, push, pull. No, dude, slide. And I was like, this... It's funny.
Yeah, and it's universally funny. And also, I don't know if it's a little bit of a Japanese culture aspect to it, because in Japan, a lot of the doors slide. Mm-hmm. So it was like this thing where it's like, no, duh, this is an option. We know. Come on, dipshit, you know?
Oh, the pocket door is a real campaign. You know what I always get confused about when I see, like, when I watch my Korean dramas and they have someone, like, trapped in a house, but... Or they like lock somebody in a room or something.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the walls. Uh-huh. I'm looking at the windows and it's just paper over wood.
Right.
And I'm like, you are not going to trap me in a room.
No, I will punch my fist through it.
I'll punch my fist through it, because I've seen things where like a palace maid was trying to spy on somebody and mm-hmm. she'll literally just like suck, like, you know, lift her finger and then put a hole through the paper. So I'm like... You can't give me both things. You can't say to me, this palace maid can put her finger through this paper wall and then lock somebody in a room and they don't immediately bust through these paper fuckers. I can't.
It's even true.
I was like, we're not. You got to follow all of the rules of physics and continuity. You're not. I can't with y'all.
Or else the stakes are low. I'm just like, I don't believe that this crazy person, it's their fault. Then it's their fault for falling for it, being like, I am trapped in here. Then I guess just because you told me I was trapped in here, even though it's, hello, the door is made out of paper. Yes.
Right. The door is a solid, but all five windows in this room, you could literally just put your arm through.
Yeah.
Why are we acting like that's not an option? And then, like, I was watching one episode and there was this giant rainstorm. And I was like, did everybody's windows just disintegrate? You have to put up new paper when it rains? If the wind blows all this water on you. And I'm not trying to be rude or racist. I'm just watching what you're showing me.
No, you're coming at it as like a human person with some common street smarts. And you're wondering these things. And I'm there with you. I wonder too.
Right. Because then you see people get in a fight and then they get thrown. And then they get thrown through said wind. And I'm like, wait a minute. The girl was trapped in this room and she couldn't get out. You can't just throw him through the window in the room. This bitch wouldn't leave. Ha! I'm having a great time. Like, this is... And this isn't a quarantine thought. This is me watching these on a regular basis.
Yeah, and you've had these thoughts. We need to get you on a podcast that dissects K-dramas. Maybe we need to get you on a show in Korea on one of these shows. Maybe you do a cameo.
And man, then you, how famous do I have to be to get on a Korean TV show?
Oh my God. We can write people. We'll make this happen.
Listen, I want to be in a historical drama. I want to be a Kisaeng. That's what I want to be. Or the conniving concubine to a nobleman. Because the queen or the dowager queen. Because the dowager queen is the one with the most power. She's the one that's the sneakiest. So this is my nerd moment.
No, that's a lot of, I like the characters you chose because they have a lot of backstory and a lot of points of twists in the plot. You know what I mean?
Especially that Dowager Queen, because she probably came from a very prominent family. She mm-hmm. married the king. The king mm-hmm. always dies before the queen does. They're always trying to take him out because he's got the real power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kill the king. And now I got kids. So now my son's the king. And then he marries somebody. Now there's another queen. And right. then... the crown prince issues. And then the crown prince, who's the king's brother, his wife. So now there's all three of us sitting up calculating. And then there are concubines that the king could have. Now I got to deal with these bitches. Then there's concubines that the crown prince can have. Now I got to deal with these bitches. So now I got to figure out, whose side am I on? Am I on the queen's side? Am I on the king's concubine's side? I spend a lot of time watching this.
Okay. I'm gonna see who I can call to make this happen.
We got to figure this out because I am trying to be, because the hair. The hair.
Let's put you in that costume. Let's put you in one of those.
I want the hair keys thing, a hanbok. I want the whole nine. I don't know if it's cultural appropriation. I don't know if people of color can appropriate other people's colors.
Well, here's my thing. I think if it's clothes that belong to people darker than you, you shouldn't do it. That's what I tell. That's what I tell my East Asians. I say, look, you can play other East Asians or people lighter than you, but for the most part, don't be trying to wear things that belong to people who have, if you're more fair skinned than the people.
Okay,
which means I would say you can wear a hanbok.
But does that mean, because I know that, like, I was watching these documentaries, and for some reason, Chicano culture is very big in Japan.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Again, people who, if they're brown and you got these East Asians trying to dress like them, I don't think that's right.
But then there's Korean trap music, and that shit slaps. But they're just, but they're just dudes in cool clothes. They're not like, well, I have seen
a guy. They're not like coloring their face?
No, but we did see a video of this one dude who got a perm with pipe cleaners. So the curl was as tight as my curl.
Pipe cleaners.
Well, yeah, he had a perm, not with rollers, with pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
To get the curl real tiny, and then they cut him a fade. Like, legit. So I was looking, and I was like, and he wasn't, like, super light either.
Okay.
But, I mean, I was like, if you look, I'm like, could he be mixed? Like, I don't. He'd trick me in the streets. He'd trick me, because I was watching, listen, I was watching one of my dramas, I was watching one of the Korean drama one day, and I was just like, yo, I'm looking at these lips, I'm looking at these noses, I'm looking at these cheekbones. Y'all could be us. There's a lot of times I'll be watching Korean dramas, I'm like, yo, man, I know a black dude that looks just like this man. Just like this man. There's a lot of times I'll watch some, like, the Chinese, like, I'll see the things where the Chinese dramas come up, and I'm like, same nose, same cheekbones. Maybe it's, like, watching them so much, because I can, like, see, like, my, like, features of my own people.
You're seeing yourself represented all across the universe.
All across the universe. If there's any time where I can go,
That's interesting. I'm gonna have to recheck on this, because I have not seen K-dramas in a while. Last time I checked, there's so much plastic surgery that their faces aren't what you're describing it to look
well,
like.
Well, it's mainly for, I see a lot of times there's more eye work being done.
Yeah. Sometimes the nose, though, right? Where it's, like, really tiny. So
I saw this one old lady. I'm like, yo, she had a whole Michael Jackson collapsed nose. Situation. And I'm like, I'm glad she gets work, but you could tell from the rest of her face that her nose was supposed to be whiter, because it made no sense.
Proportionally.
Proportionally, it made no sense. So, like, all of this was pushed, like, it was cut my nostrils in half and then this. It had caved it. Like, you could tell. Like, the bridge, like, something had fallen, because it's like, you know where the skeleton part of your nose is? You could see there was a disconnect.
Oh, no.
She's still working. Anyway. So
even her nose is falling off, but she's still working.
And she got cast.
That's why she needs to keep working, because she might need to get that fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Get that fixed. Ooh, do you have another question?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're going to start wrapping it up here. Okay. Okay. So this is kind of like, what would you do situation? Okay. You're in quarantine, though. So you haven't touched someone in a little bit. You haven't seen a person. We're feeling things. We're maybe feeling a little more empathetic than usual. You know, you get a knock at your door. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You look through your peephole. Okay. It's a man. Okay. Oh yeah, let's play it out, okay? Let's play it out. So I'm the person, okay?
Okay.
You haven't physically seen... Okay. Knock, knock, knock.
People.
Hello, is this the Dolce?
Who are you?
I'm starving and I'm hungry and my wife broke up with me. You might know me. Look, I don't have the best reputation around here, but I was just wondering if you had any food. I'm Richard Spencer.
Oh, okay. I'm not. I remember that you're a bad man.
Look, yeah, I was there for Charlottesville. I did help organize that, and I'm willing to change my ways. Look, I've been on the streets for weeks now, and someone pointed me towards your place and said, "Oh, yeah, what was it? Was it Dolce?
Nah, it's Dulce. I'm a brown person with a name from another brown group. Listen, this is what I can do for you. I can remind you that you are a white man in America. And there's nothing you can't do except get food from me. Thank you so much for coming. Oh. In fact, you know what? If you could do me a huge favor, here's some trash I've been meaning to take out because you owe us.
So, is there food in this? Is there food in this trash bag?
There are things that were food at one point, yes. If you find the need, please.
Could I make one phone call? I lost myself. Could I make like one phone call?
What I would recommend is getting in touch with people who are sympathetic to your cause. I am not.
Okay.
I will not be helping. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, thanks for the chat. Thanks for the chat. I'm going to look through this trash, okay? All right.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Trash looking through trash.
Bye, Dulce. And that was end scene. Wow. That was gorgeous how you handled that. I was curious to see how you would handle that. And
this is the thing. I'm Southern. I can tell you to get fucked and sound really nice when I'm doing it.
Yeah, you sounded very nice. I like me playing him. Almost, I almost felt like you were tricking me into thinking you were actually giving me something, but it was just trash. Yeah.
That's the first thing they teach you as a Southern woman. It's listen. You can tell someone to get stuffed without telling them, get stuffed. It's like, well, thank you so much for coming. I won't be able to do what you need me to do. And in fact, you can kiss my whole ass. But I'm not going to say it that way. It's the Blanche effect. It's, I don't fuck with you, but I'm going to say it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah. I felt that. That was really impressive. And I will keep that in mind for next time. I'm like, do we have to feed everybody? Do we, you know, I mean, do we have to help even if people have a change of heart, you know? And
well, this is, I need proof and I need facts. But I do notice that people like that when they are, you popped all this hot shit and you were rude, you were racist and you were bigoted and whatever. You need to go to the people who supported you when you was on this racist bullshit. Don't look to people of color to offer you any fucking assistance because you've made it more than clear that you think that my people should be subservient to yours or we're not humans like you are. And you want me to help you, sir? You should be mad at it. You should be sad. And, you know, just be, you should be glad I didn't kick you in the throat. That's what the fuck you should be happy about. So,
right. He got some trash. That was nicer that he even got human interaction from you.
Because it could be, I'm not home. No.
How was my Richard Spencer, by the way, before we log off?
Honestly, I was very impressed.
Okay, thank you.
I felt that you were really, when you could connect, you connected with the character. It was very believable. Oh, but at the same time, when we said cut, we were done. I did not bleed into your normal life.
No.
That is the key of a good actor, my friend Atsuko.
Thank you, Dulce. That means a lot coming from you.
Thank you, Fran.
Miss Dulce Star. Dulce, thank you so much for joining me today. It was so fun to catch up with you.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I cried a little bit. I got a little misty-eyed because I miss my LA friends a lot, and because like you and Jenny and Madison Danielle and Jessica Michelle were always really like supportive of me. Like as soon as I got to LA, y'all didn't know me, but it was like, yeah, we'll help you with shows. You can crash with us if you need to. Y'all always was really supportive and took care of me like as soon as I got to LA. So that meant a lot to me because, you know, I only had a few friends there, and y'all are people I saw like all the time and who were showing me, you know, how LA worked and what the ropes were. So I always appreciate y'all really like taking care of me when I first got there. So.
Oh, thank you so much. No, yeah. And, you know, I know you'll do the same for me if I show up at your doorstep, you know, at least, well, not the way you just showed me, but.
Listen, I got a big old couch in here with a nice soft blanket.
Yes. When the lockdowns, when this is all over, I will be knocking at your door. It was so good to see you. Is there anything you want people to know about, like shows down the line that you're doing or?
I am producing a one woman show that Shalewa Sharp is doing called Don't Reach in the Bag.
Amazing.
About the 6 years that she worked in an adult video store.
Amazing.
And so we had all these shows lined up, of course, but everything got changed. But we're doing Hollywood Fringe got rescheduled to October. So we're supposed to be in LA in October at the Lounge Theater. But we're still waiting to hear back if that is still happening. We won't go to a couple months from now. Mm-hmm. But please do follow Don't Reach in the Bag on Instawhams. And then I've got a cartoon coming out soon, either at the end of the year, next year, called The Great North with Fox. And it's the studio that does Bob's Burgers that does it. So
amazing.
Your girl's Check a cartoon.
Check it out. Yes, yes, yes. A dream come true. The Great North on Fox. And Don't Reach in the Bag. Look out for it. Thank you so much, Dulce.
Thank you for having me, Atsuko. I miss you. I love you.
Miss you too. Love you. Bye-bye. That was Let's Bye. Go, Atsuko.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.